It's Friday. We normally have a Normal or Nuts Friday survey question, and since we are at Northwest Fest in Minot today, we thought the appropriate question would be very simply, Lutefisk, normal or nuts? So folks, whether you go to our Facebook page or pick up the phone and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-250-2580-550, or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We want to know, Lutefisk, normal or nuts? I say absolutely 100% nuts. Pat Finken, who's subbing for Steve Baca today, says normal. So
I went and searched, by the way. I want you to know, just when I left here, I went in search of Scandinavian food for you to try. A little Roma Grout, a little rice pudding, a little potato klub, and I think if you're going to do the whole thing, you got to try it before you call it nuts.
The smell.
I understand there's a lynching mob forming in the other room because, you know, you are now assaulting what is part of the Norwegian culture religion thing when you go after Lutefisk.
I understand.
Next thing he's going to say is he doesn't like Swedish meatballs. And then you're going to have a
problem. Not true at all. I love the meatballs. I love the potato klub. I did ask listeners for a little help in deciding what I ought to try new this year at Hustfest, and Ruma Grotten is winning. So
good. Yeah. I was a little concerned when someone suggested the whole lefse in place of tortillas.
Yeah, what do they call it again, though? Jeremy, you know this. What is it called?
What was that one again?
It's the lefse.
Lefsadilla, that's what it is. Yeah, no, that.
It's a 21st
century. There's something wrong with that. That's just wrong.
Well, I'm going to try it today.
And essentially that is a quesadilla, but you're using lefse for the tortilla.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I'm finding that.
And the discussion that was going on before this was, of course, you know, Jeremy's just having a hard time with the whole concept that all this food is really not that great unless you have cinnamon and sugar with it. And, of course, lefse, what do? A little butter. A little cinnamon sugar.
Butter.
You know, potato klub is not. That's just butter, you know.
But I grew up eating some of the lefse, so I've always kind of liked that. I did have some of that yesterday with the butter, cinnamon, and sugar. I still like that.
So I'll do the Lutefisk minus the Lutefisk and just the butter. That works, doesn't it? Because everybody says it's better with butter. So
we maybe just have to get you a little Swedish meatball to go with that.
So answer the question today, folks, when you weigh in on the news of the day, and let us know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Lutefisk, normal or nuts. The other voice you hear here, by the way, is Jeremy Westy. And Jeremy is with Base Electric, our host here, the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. And if you're at Hustfest today, we'd love for you to stop by and say hello. Of course, KCJB in Minot takes the program, KFIRE 550, KLTC, as well as KTGO and AM 1100 The Flag. So I know a lot of folks listening will be heading this way for the second to last day of Hustfest. So stop by and see us, and when they do, Jeremy, tell us what you got going on here.
Yeah, we've got a great booth here, lots of volunteers from different co-ops throughout the region. So stop by. We're greeting hundreds, thousands of people every day, actually. We bake up 5,000 miniature Baker Boy chocolate chip cookies every day that Baker Boy donated. They kind of co-sponsor this booth with us. We're also giving away prizes every day, so stop by and pick up your free Hustfest button. On that button, there's a number. We draw prizes. Draw numbers at 3:30 every day, 20 numbers, so we give away 20 daily prizes. You can also register for two 40-inch Vizio LED Smart HD TVs that we'll give away, one tonight on the main stage, one tomorrow night. Don't have to be present to win, so stop by and check those things out. We also sponsor the Copenhagen Hall just to the south of our booth, where there's a lot of great performers. In that hall, we have the Western Senators, Wiley in the Wild West. We got Williams and Ree and the Oak Ridge Boys, so some good entertainers in there. Williams and Ree still fills standing room only for every show. It just blows me away that after all these years, they still pack that hall every time. So great guys and kind of fun to hang around.
Well, and it's important to note that, you know, the Basin has, since they started their involvement with Hustfest, had a custom-designed button. So you also, if you're a button collector, this is the hot property here.
You bet.
Is the Basin Norsk Hustfest button, because you've been doing a different one every year for, 20 years?
As many years as we've been sponsoring, I think it's around 17 years, if I believe. And that is a limited button. There's 4,000 per day that we give out. So
hot air balloon this year with some blinking lights.
Yeah, we got a flashy light pin. If you really want one, you got to come and beg a little bit.
No, but this is the one.
This one. Is a different bin. Okay.
You can buy previous years on eBay because they trade them like collectibles.
Like gold.
They're like gold.
Very neat. Custom designed every year by Julie Ness, one of our staff at Basin Electric for this show. So.
And entertainment tonight, well, Charlie Pride this afternoon at 1, Alabama tonight and tomorrow night, and also the Happy Together Tour tomorrow. So there's 2 days left of Great North Twist Fest fun.
Yeah, we had Bill Cosby last night. He was still pretty good.
Bellamy Brothers yesterday afternoon, which were...
Yeah, be nice to us old guys. And, you know, Jeremy's made a couple of... I can't believe they're good after all these years. Us old guys take that personally.
Well, hey, you know, Bill is nearly 80 years old. I think he's 78 or 79, and he's still, he's still pretty sharp. And
funny.
Yeah.
Jeremy, thanks for hosting us. We're looking forward to a fun day today.
You bet. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And a little later on in the program, we'll be chatting with David Wrighton, who's the president of HustFest, as well as some folks from Basin Electric, Daryl Hill. We'll talk a little later on this hour. And the Ringling Five gang will be here. Are you looking forward to that, Pat?
I assume this must be a trapeze act.
They're out of Montana. They're ranchers turned musicians.
Oh,
and,
there you go.
And they do some songs, they do some stories. So have you seen them, Jeremy?
Yeah, even though it's the Ringling Five, I believe there's 8 or 9 in their group.
Well, you can only do that in Montana.
Yeah, right. And they got 3 Dons.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Don, and Don.
There we go.
Very good.
Yeah,
the Donalds.
It doesn't add up, however you do that.
It's sort of like Daryl, and Daryl. Anyway.
Oh, we have one of the Daryls coming.
We do. Yeah, exactly right. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Mr. Finken is, of course, here as co-host today. Steve Bockett is off today on his way to Las Vegas. Pat of Odney Advertising fame. Give yourself a plug, Pat. I mean, you are a multi-talented individual that's in the advertising and government relations and the public polling arena, but you should tell folks what you do.
Well, actually, our core business is we're an advertising public relations firm. That's the 90% of the apple. And been around since 1985, but... this is, I'm a radio business escapee. I cut my teeth. In fact, I was going into law. I was in the pre-law program when Chester offered me a part-time job. Chester Wright, who owns owned at the time KCJB and all the CBS stations in Western North Dakota, and offered me a job and kind of changed the course of my direction. And I escaped from radio, but stayed in the advertising game as a result of that. And I always say there's two kinds of radio talk show. There's good like you, and there's free like me. So, I'm a wannabe. I'm a pure wannabe. There's no question of that. So,
you have your finger on the pulse of public opinion often on the political topics and things that are happening across the state. What questions do you have for the vast What's on Your Mind audience today on this Friday as we find ourselves in day 4 of the slowdown or the shutdown, or you think that's on the minds of most North Dakotans at coffee shops across the state today?
Well, I think people are irritated by it. I mean, it's kind of more of the dysfunction of what's going on in D.C. There's no question that this president and this administration and the Democrats in the Senate have a very, people complain about the fact that they can't work together. The problem is that the two parties have such different visions for the country. The Democrats made some ground when they had both the Senate and the House and the presidency. They put through a lot of changes that increased the social safety net, as some call it. Some call it social welfare. Made some radical changes and took us down a path that really even today is not very popular. Obamacare is a very good example of things that are. It's not just a battle over a Republican plan versus a Democrat plan. It's the socialization of health care, because I think most people see that this is just one more step for complete government control of healthcare. It is, the cynical ones will say that we're going down that path. And of course, Republicans want to go the other direction, which is, for the market driven environment that made this country great. And so while people get frustrated that they can't work together, the real underpinning of that is the fact that they really are coming at it from two completely different visions of what this country should be. And that's what the battle is. So anyway, that's what's going on there is that I get the frustration, and you're right. I think people in this state, like everywhere in the country, are just, they're fed up with the infighting. But it really is a battle for what kind of country we want this to be 20 years from now. And also whether or not we're actually going to do something about this debt, or if we're just going to keep trudging along until we get like Greece,
well, exactly,
where it's going to get done to us.
And on that point, don't you need just sort of a 2x4 to the head in the way of a fight? I have a sense that this, the vast majority of this audience, they want to fight. They don't want status quo. They don't want they don't want just sort of continue down this path. They want dramatic change, and they want this slide stopped.
Well, and I agree with them. I agree with that mentality. The problem is that the only way you're going to get to do that is if the Republicans can take back the Senate and the White House. Because, I mean, anything that we do that distracts from that is only going to delay the ability to fix this stuff. Because it isn't just a fight between Republicans and Democrats. It's a fight between what kind of country you want this to be, whether you want a government-run healthcare system. And really, what we're really talking about is the European socialism model. You know, that's where the Democrats today are taking us. Republicans want to take us to more of a free market kind of environment. And that opportunity that creates.
I want your take on the best way for Republicans to fight in this environment, and welcome the audience's input on that as well when we come back. 800-228-0550. Winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories are now in effect today through Saturday morning over southwest and south-central North Dakota. National Weather Service will join us later to talk about that, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind from Huskfest today. Stay tuned.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2 with great prizes, including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available to Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Normal or nuts? What do you say? Colleen says normal, but just barely. Brianna says, in this region of the United States, it's rather common to find folks who come from Scandinavian backgrounds who consider lutefisk to be part of the cultural diet and a kind of special food for certain occasions. It's not any more nuts than any other food are enjoyed by different cultural groups. I may sound like your typical mother when I say if you don't like it or don't want to eat it, that is your choice. But to be honest, I wouldn't eat it every day either, but do respect those that do. Brianna, you might consider a future in the State Department as a diplomat or something. I'm just very, very well. Amy says, normal, I grew up eating it every year at Christmas. So you're gaining a little bit, Pat.
Hey, well, I was just going to say, we just had a visitor who is Scandinavian was just talking to me, and he said that his grandmother used to always tell him that you better like lutefisk because that's all you're going to get in heaven.
So here's Dan in Quinn, South Dakota, who has a idea on how we fix the mess. Dan, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Dan, did you want to say something, man?
This young lady wants to talk about lutefisk.
Oh, do you really?
Well, but
let's give you that microphone.
Let's put this young lady on the microphone here.
Exactly right. Yes.
I like lutefisk. Where do they have lutefisk around here?
Oh,
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. We have a question today, and that's whether lutefisk is normal or nuts.
They have a lutefisk omelet in the other room. If you
you obviously think it's normal. Your friends here are sticking their tongues out like, no way, it's awful. Yeah, no way. So, two nuts, one normal. All right.
Yep. You realize he just called you nuts. So,
and we're from Minnesota.
Where in Minnesota are you from?
By St. Cloud.
Oh?
Kind of by St. Cloud.
What's the town?
Richmond. My address is Richmond.
Okay, very good. Yeah, because we have listeners way out in western Minnesota.
So. How long have you been coming to the Hoosfest? Is this your first year?
It's my first time.
Oh.
My first time.
It's going to be a repeat affair, I bet. Are you having fun?
So far.
This is a great place to come and hang out. And they do. If you go, I think it's in that hall over there, about noon, you should start finding some lutefisk.
It took us all day to get here.
So
it's a drive.
That was yesterday.
The lutefisk will make it worth it for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you, ladies. Glad you stopped by. Thank you very much.
I was like the church ladies come to visit.
By the way, I promised some ladies that are doing some fundraising for schools with a silent auction here at HustFest that I would mention that if you come to HustFest today, go to Reykjavik Hall. They have silent auctions today and tomorrow. They close them each day at 5 o'clock, but they have tons of items donated by all the vendors here at HustFest, and big and small. And if you bid on any of the items, you're supposed to check if you want to pick them up by 7 p.m. But it's going for the schools, so that's a good thing. Here's my my question for you, Pat. Again, if I was to take the average of the comments of this week, the vast majority of people are happy this battle is happening because they see it as a way of waking up the country and you know, putting up a giant stop sign. Is it a fight the Republicans will come out on the right side of?
Well, history would tell you no. Every time we've been in this fight, Republicans have paid a price for it. Now, maybe this will be different. But all the early polling nationally says that that Republicans are getting getting more blame than the Democrats.
Why? When in this case, we've had no compromise whatsoever from the Democrats. None. I'm amazed more people don't, you know, especially here that are upset, to say, hey, hi, Kemp, we don't like Obamacare, as an example. Well, and we would like you to sit down and find some reasonable path to one-year delay. In other words, if the president could say, hey, employers, you got a one-year delay, why wouldn't we want to do an individual mandate? I mean, they run around and say, hey, it's the law of the land. It's passed. Well, you keep changing it, though, so maybe we ought to take a breather here, right? It's reasonable.
Well, but you have to understand that this is the signature of event for this president and also for the liberal wing of the Democrat Party, which controls their party. I mean, Their party has been taken over largely by the left side of their base, and that's true in their representation in Congress. And this is like the silver bullet. This is what they've dreamed of all their whole life, is to have, you know, government run health care. And so they're not going to, they finally got it done. There's no way they're going to let it roll back in any way, shape, or form. And even though
Republicans should give in,
no,
knowing that they're not going to.
No, what I'm saying is that
there's no negotiating from them on anything to do with Obamacare.
Right. I don't see them breaking ground on that, because once they do, it's a slippery slope.
So politically, some say, okay, let it be implemented, and then let them have the consequences of a bad piece of legislation being forced down on people. But meanwhile, a lot of folks are going to suffer. Their health care is going to be gone. It's going to go up in cost.
But Scott, here's the reality: is that I think I speak for just about every Republican on the planet when I say, gee, we wish. We'd like to get rid of it. I don't know that I have talked to a member of the Senate or the House that doesn't think, gee, I wish we could get rid of it. I don't think this is going to get rid of it. The only way that we're really going to be able to get rid of that, and quite frankly, probably put in the reforms that have to happen before our country goes bankrupt, is we've got to elect people who are willing to do that. Right now, the Republicans don't have enough votes to accomplish this or anything else on their agenda. You know, all they can do is play this, you know, do this bit of a stall game, because they do have one third of the government. They can impact some things to a minor degree, but you got to remember, if you're gonna roll back Obamacare, you're going to have to repeal it, which means it's got to pass the House, the Senate, and be signed by the president. It isn't like we can stop it, because it's already been passed.
Dan in Quinn, South Dakota, back with a remedy on how to fix the mess. What's your plan, Dan?
Thanks, Frank. Just had to suffer through some old technology. I've been hearing that the people vote using their, you know, because of their economic situations, and that's true. I don't think anybody will disagree with me. Years ago, there was an Irishman named Mr. Boycott. That's how the name Boycott became popular. Back in the 60s and 70s, people would boycott businesses to get them to change their minds politically. Now, that'll work again. The fact that for years now, many of us have noticed that the people who make laws and distribute our tax dollars have a secret rule called do as we say, not as we do. Well, too many of us have noticed that these guys are doing whatever they want, and my suggestion to the United States Congress and House of Representatives in the Senate is to get off your duff, get back to work, until the job's finished. The rest of us down here at the bottom of the financial economic ladder have to do this on a daily basis. Now, we want America to get back to work, and we can't do it. And the top leaders are saying, he did it this, and he did it that. Someone needs to spank them boys, put them in the corner for some timeout, and then give them another chance down the road. Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a great day.
All right, congressional spankings.
That is a possibility. It may be the one thing that finally gets us going. Simple reality is that I share his frustration. I think we all do. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm opposed to moving that back or delaying. I support that. I just think on that particular issue, it is their red badge of courage that I don't see them moving much on that. And quite frankly, I'm glad we're fighting the fight, but what it's really going to take to do some of the things we have to do in this country is put people in the Senate and in the White House that are going to support the kinds of things. Because
what do you do in the meantime? Is this the right fight in the meantime?
Well, no. I think actually in the long haul, it's going to impede the ability to elect people who can actually get things done. I think there's a lot of these fights we need to have. I think when it comes to the debt ceiling, that's got to be tied to real spending cuts and entitlement reform. There are things that we have to do, and I think are more likely to get done because there's some Democrats who support those kinds of positions as well. But we've got to make sure that we don't do things that, again, and this has happened the last two elections. It's impeded our ability to get it done because we haven't elected those people.
More from HustFest coming up on these topics and more. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
At Huskfest in the Minot today, Charlie Pride, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, will be taking the stage at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Alabama tonight and tomorrow night. Love Alabama. They're great. So, and, of course, the food, the fun. I mean, I love this line this year for Huskfest, pure scandemonium. That's a great line. And it's the cultural village is here. They have the side stage entertainment going all the time with the likes of the Oak Ridge Boys and...
And you know what?
Williams and Ree. And
that tagline they use is very true, because these three talking to us at about 10 o'clock tonight. You'll see them, you know, heading out to the cars. They will be here the entire day. They will dance their shoes off. I mean, they will be here the full day.
Exactly right.
And there's that much stuff to do. It's not just the stages. All the exhibits and the stuff that's for sale here and the food, and it's crazy. It's scandemonium.
It is scandemonium at Huskfest in Minot today.
My shameless plug for the Huskfest.
800-228-0550 is our telephone number. 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And Jeff in West Fargo has an idea for a fix. Jeff, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. God bless America. You know, we got to quit putting the emphasis on these politicians. Our forefathers gave us the ability to take this country by Article 5, Mark Levin's, the Liberty Amendments. These guys will not reform themselves. I've been telling you guys, and everybody knows, they've got us in $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. They will not reform themselves. The people have to wake up, and the only way to do it is state conventions. God bless America.
Jeff, thanks for the call. What do you think of the growing momentum for the Liberty Amendments?
You know, obviously, one of the things that works so well here in North Dakota is the ability to have the people refer laws or to initiate laws. And that's probably something that, which is, you know, one exercise of the is being demonstrated through the Liberty Amendments. Of course, in this country, you can only do it through the amendment process. What do I think? I think that, you know, I don't know what to think. I don't know that there's a real stomach to do those kinds of things. I think that there is so much passion in guys like our last caller that it'd be nice to channel that. But unfortunately, I don't know that the vast majority are going to support that kind of stuff. Because when you look at the public support for this kind of stuff, it's not very thick. You know, but the people that are for it are passionate, and maybe that's how it's going to get done. The passion eventually will catch up.
I mean, I connect that to the disapproval of Congress, right? In the single digits in a lot of cases, as just, you know, pox on both their houses. They're not getting done. I'm tired of this. I'm sick of it. This way, obviously, for folks to take it back. A lot of work, you know, state by state. I mean, an easy deal. But
and unfortunately, I don't know that we're to a point where the vast majority of the people, you know, unfortunately, it's like you and I talked about with flood control in this state. It's almost like you got to have the flood before you actually get it done. And, you know, Fargo's fought a good fight, and we're still trying to get flood control done in Fargo. Minot has had two floods, and guess what? Both times, they're like rapid development of flood. It probably is going to take a watershed moment. Like
Grand Forks, same example.
Yeah. I mean, but it's probably going to take a major financial meltdown for us to get serious. Look at what's going on in Europe, for example. It took a major financial meltdown to get some of those European countries to really move away from where the Democrats in Congress are trying to take this country to that European socialism model. And they're doing it. And still the people, even though that they were on the brink of collapse financially in Greece, the people are fighting them. So it takes something like that. I understand why where he's going with it. It may take some kind of cataclysmic thing, though, to get the vast majority of people to wake up and
in the same spot. Brad, Grand Forks, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
You know, I think part of the issue that we need to address is that we can all come up with ideas. And, you know, I got this idea, if we just pass this one law, but the last fellow, like I said, they're not going to reform themselves. It's got to start from the grassroots. We've got to get out. We've got to encourage our friends and our neighbors to vote and elect people that are going to make the changes that need to be made and fight the fights that need to be fought and do it in a way, whether they will be reelected or not, do the right thing. And unfortunately, you know, when it comes to politics, you're always looking to the next election. You know, representatives are elected every 2 years and senators every 6 years and the president every 4 years. You know, Obama started campaigning the moment he was elected. He started campaigning for his reelection. We've got to get out and elect people that are going to stand on principle. That's why I like Kevin Cramer, because so far it seems, you know, and he may be faking it, I don't know, but it seems to me that he's genuinely standing on principle. You know, the only other option we have is, as Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of pirates and patriots. You know, and I would hate to see our nation fall into civil war again, but it frightens me. I mean, look at where we're at. I mean, nobody's willing to do anything to do the right thing, or the ones that are doing the right thing are so outnumbered that it's just total gridlock. It's almost embarrassing.
Brad, I appreciate the call. You want to
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I agree with him. I mean, we've got to elect people that are going to do that. And quite frankly, that's the holdup for us, is that we have people that are in charge of this country right now that are taking us the other way.
Jerry Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Good morning. Hey,
morning.
I want to talk about Heidi Heitkamp. You know, I told people, a lot of people didn't like Rick Burt, and I didn't care for Rick Burt. But I told them this election is about a national election. It's not about the state as much, because I said the balance of our country is hanging in the balance. I said, you got to vote for Burt because he's a Republican, because Heidi's a Democrat, and I don't care what you say, Democrats are liberals. And I knew exactly how she was going to vote when she got to Washington, D.C. Now I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it or not. Can a federal official, like a senator, can they be recalled?
I don't believe so, no. I don't think there's a mechanism for recall. They would have to be voted out by the Senate or the House themselves.
Well,
the people don't have a mechanism in North Dakota for a federal official.
I mean, we have a republic here. I mean, we have a representative government. We don't have direct we don't really even have direct elections for president. So, no, there isn't that. You can't initiate a measure, and you can't refer a law either. You can't recall elected people. They can only do it themselves. And that was our Constitution.
Jerry, you're busy telling your friends I told you so, I'll bet.
Well, you know, I tried to tell them. I said, you know, I love Heidi, but I said she's a liberal Democrat, and you know how she's going to vote if she gets in there. So we don't like Rick Burt. And, you know, I tried to tell him. I said, I didn't like Rick Burt either, but this is more of a national election than a state. But
unfortunately, that's why because of those kinds of decisions in certain states and some of the candidates that have come through the primary process, Republicans would have the majority in the Senate right now if we had kind of stuck to a plan that had been going. And you're right. You're absolutely right. The bigger discussion wasn't Heidi versus Rick. It was Mitch McConnell versus Harry Reid. And what we got was Harry Reid.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. I'm going to get one more in here before our guest, John and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. How you doing, John?
Good. Say, I agree with a lot of what your guests are saying, but I believe in the fight. We got to fight now. Got to draw us a line in the sand, and that's what our forefathers did. And I said it before, they were treasonous, you know, they're creating tyranny, they were traitors, they wanted to hang them and everything else. But guess what? They were right. And we need true patriots that'll do the same. Kevin's that way. Cruz is that way. Lee's that way. Rand Paul's that way. John Hoeven, Heidi Heitkamp are not that way. Hoeven ran as a conservative, and he was going to be for the people. He has not had one town hall meeting since he's been elected, not one. He's been on your show a couple times, but and Heidi never has. So they're not representing us. And in many votes, they both proved it. The internet tax, voting for cloture, defunding Obama, and Hoeven voting for cloture on the Second Amendment, Heidi the same way. We've got to get rid of them both. And I'm no constitutional expert, but I do believe we can recall them. And I'll Google it when we're done to find out. I was on hold waiting, but I'm pretty sure.
Pat, you had a question for John?
Yeah, John, I got to ask you a couple things. First of all, do you think that they actually would, if they were successful in getting the Senate to go along with defunding, do you think it actually get defunded? Because the truth is it wouldn't. This has been an exercise in principle, but not in practice. And so do you think it would be smarter for Republicans to do things that help get more of the like of the people who would actually repeal it than if they, you know, you talk about doing things on principle, but if the principle interferes with the long-term goal in principle, which would you rather do? Take a stand now, fight now, even though you're not going to win now. And if that might actually interfere with your ability to elect people down the road that actually would repeal it, which route do you think they should take? Should they fight now even though they can't win? Or should they try to do things that help them get people elected that actually could repeal Obamacare? Which one do you think is the smarter play?
I don't know if we couldn't win. Cloture allowed for just a majority vote versus the 60. So
no, but that's the thing.
We didn't get to have that fight because people like Hoeven and McCain and all these didn't allow us to have that fight.
No, but you have to understand that it was never going to pass in the Senate. You know, defunding or repealing Obamacare was never going to pass in the Senate because the Democrats have the votes to get done.
That was going for the whole ball of West.
But that's why I think they played this well. I mean, I think it worked out pretty well because if you're paying attention, you say we started with defunding Obamacare. Okay,
right.
Didn't go. Let's delay it for 1 year. Okay, didn't go. Let's have it be a level playing field. Didn't go. Let's have a sit down so we can work out the differences. No, I mean.
See, and where John's off, a little off track, John, because the cloture vote you're talking about. By the way, I disagree with you on John Hoeven. John Hoeven has been true to his word, and he's done a great job in here.
No, he's not.
And,
he's not had one town hall meeting, not one. He's
and so you're only a conservative if you have a town hall meeting? Is that your definition of conservative?
Well, by the way, I would also add John Hoeven was on this program yesterday for a half hour taking calls.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's your benchmark? To me, it's fiscal conservative, social conservative things. The things that they support, for example, John is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. He actually voted to repeal and to defund Obamacare. The cloture vote you're talking about was a vote to bring the House bill to the Senate. There is no debate. They don't vote to bring the House bill over, and he voted to bring the House bill over. It was only after it was in there that they had the amendment that Harry Reid got passed to take it out of the bill. But what you have to remember is that it is already law. They have to get it done by both houses. You can't just obstruct a vote. You actually have to have a vote to get rid of it or to defund it. Because without that, they can defund it anyway, and it's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Appreciate the call, though, John. Thank you. And we'll take a break, come back. We are going to chat with Daryl Hill about Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. They are a host here at Host Fest.
And great guys.
They are.
And girls.
Exactly. A great bunch of folks, and we'll chat with him when we come back. More of your calls next hour. Don't forget, normal or not, Slutifest. Weigh in.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started. with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We're live at Huskfest today, watching the weather, by the way. National Weather Service will join us next hour, but the winter storm warnings and the winter weather advisories are now in effect today through Saturday morning over southwest and south-central North Dakota, west of the Missouri. Rain expected to change over to snow this morning. Over southwest North Dakota, rain to snow transition spreading east into south-central North Dakota Friday afternoon. 5 to 10 inches expected through Saturday morning. Bowman, Hettinger, Mott, Elgin, Flasher, Fort Yates, locally higher amounts near 12 inches possible over southern Adams and southern Sioux counties. Lesser amounts up to 3 inches expected in places like Marmouth, Dickinson, and Center. Some uncertainty in how far east the snow will develop, and a winter storm watch remains in effect for Bismarck, Steele, and Point South for tonight and Saturday morning. But the heavy, wet nature of the snow could stress tree limbs and power lines. Strong wind gusting to around 45 could contribute to down lines and power lines. So motorists also in those areas, be prepared for slick roads and reduced visibility. We're keeping an eye on that for you. With Pat Finken today in for Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. This is What's on Your Mind. We're live at Huskfest, and our host, Daryl Hill from Basin Electric, is here. How are you?
Good. I can't complain a bit.
Now, you know that sometimes Daryl is a radio star, but other times he's a TV star. And I've always said that Daryl has a face for TV, but guys like Scott and I have a face for radio.
Exactly.
I'm not far behind you.
This is Daryl's last Huskfest as an official Touchstone.
Yeah. Say it ain't so, Daryl. Yeah, how many years of Basin Liquor?
October 30th, it'll be 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're
sounds a lot longer than it feels. That time has gone fast.
You're hanging it up.
Yeah, I'm going to retire on November 11.
Veterans Day, you're going to be a veteran of Basin Electric and on to, you know.
Yeah, on to something else, I think. So, and I only picked that day because I probably would have retired on November 8th, but I want to take vacation so I can go deer hunting that day. So, so we'll do it on Monday.
How about that? What is Touchstone Electric Cooperative?
Touchstone Energy is a brand of that electric cooperatives across the nation have signed on to be. So there's 750 co-ops across the nation who have signed on to be Touchstone Energy partners. And when you're a Touchstone Energy partner, you are committing to four core values. And those values are integrity, accountability, innovation, and commitment to community. And when you see that brand name, you know that if you're going to get electricity from any one of these Touchstone Energy co-ops, you know that they have signed on to those core values and that you'll, you know, get a good price for electricity and a good service and those kinds of things. I use an analogy. It's like Best Western, you know, Best Western motels. Everybody has seen that. Every Best Western motel is owned and operated individually, but they all sign on to that brand of Best Western. So when the traveling public is out there, say, ah, there's a Best Western motel. And then they can say, yes, I know I'm going to get good service. I know I'm going to get, you know, clean room, fair rates, and all that. And that's the analogy for Touchstone Energy. You know, electric cooperatives across the country have signed on to do that. And then if you're getting electricity from a Touchstone Energy co-op, you know that those four core values are going to be met and that you'll be a good consumer.
And literally, the distribution co-ops across this region are have all made the commitment to that higher standard of customer service and community service.
I might say we all take them for granted. You know, we flip the switch and the power's on, but you're one in battled industry these days and trying to make it easy for us to flip that switch and for an affordable price, right? Yeah.
And that's very true. I just wanted to mention that here today, the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, there's 14 co-ops represented here today from, most of them are from North Dakota. However, we have representation from Iowa and South Dakota. So, it kind of gives to the nationwide status of Touchstone Energy. And of course, the last core value I mentioned was commitment to community. And my gosh, what better way can you show commitment to community than by, you know, being a sponsor of this, showing, letting people know what Touchstone Energy is, what it does, and how we're a big part of the community.
And quite frankly, the work they do at Hoosfest is unmatched. I mean, mm-hmm. You guys have been in it now 17 years, and it really is, because they are. This isn't just a tagline and an ad for them. They really are committed to the community.
No, and that's very true. So it's, you know, our member co-ops are, you know, Touchstone Energy members that are here, you know, from around Minot. It's Vendry Electric, and we got McKenzie Electric, Montreal Williams Electric. So those are some of the local ones. And, of course, when you talk about Northwest North Dakota, Montreal and McKenzie Electric,
busy guys these days.
Those are very busy folks, very busy folks.
You know, one of the things, and if you live in a service area not served by a co-op, you don't always see it, but I grew up in rural North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, when you live in those rural areas, you really see the dedication to the community that these Touchstone Energy cooperatives do. Because, I mean, they're the go-to people to get anything done in these communities, whether it be for business or for the good of the people.
Yeah. My heart goes out to a lot of the linemen for our member systems in North Dakota who are probably watching the storm, hoping that the winds and, the ice and everything doesn't come up, because they know that if it does, the potential of losing power lines is great, and that they may have to go to work when conditions aren't real nice.
Thanks for hosting us. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Great time. And if you are at Hoosfest over the last 2 days, stop by. Say hello.
Oh, yeah.
Have a cookie.
Yeah, have a cookie. The cookies are coming out of the oven fast and furious, and I'll guarantee you that those cookies never get cold.
Sounds great. Daryl, exactly. Great power, right?
Yeah.
Does the trick. Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, our sponsor here today, and our host for Hoosfest, Daryl Hill, with him. Thank you very much. Mike and Mandan, Ed and Minot, Dan and Bismarck, and Ron, somewhere across North Dakota, wanted to weigh in. We'll do that. Plus, we'll meet some of the entertainers here at Hoosfest this year. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.